welcome. Welcome to the sloppy shores of Lake Erie, where you can catch anything, even one-on-one, with the Cannon Podcast Show.
Grace and peace, and welcome back to One-on-One with the Cannon Podcast Show, brought to you by WCANmedia.com, where tomorrow's services are here today. In the podcast studio is a sports journalist, and he has a story to tell. All this and much more right here on One-on-One with the Cannon Podcast Show, coming up right after this.
Williams. A lot of you know me as Laura Winslow from Family Matters. Please join me and my father, the CEO of Dreamflix TV and his parent company, Dream Merchant Media, as we have a casual conversation about our online streaming platform on One-on-One with the Cannon Podcast Show on WCANmedia.com.
One-on-One with the Cannon Podcast Show.
Welcome back to One-on-One with the Cannon Podcast Show. Failed to mention, we have Dr. Samuel Hampton II with us.
No problem, Cannon. It's always great to be with you.
And we do have a guest, and you go ahead and give us some information about him.
I'm excited to have our guest on today. As you already talked about, a professional sports journalist and doing great things in the media industry, sports industry. So, Chris Gunther, how are you doing on today?
Hey, man, what's going on with y'all? Thank y'all for having me, man. This feels like I'm right at home.
Okay, it's good to have you.
You ready for the question?
Absolutely.
What's your story?
My story is the guy who was from a very small town, Youngstown, Ohio, and said, I'm going to continue to persevere no matter what my circumstances are, no matter how many people say I can't do it. I'm going to just ride this mug till the wheels fall off, and then I'm going to change the wheels on the tire, and I'm going to go again.
But do what?
Easily. I'm a sports reporter. I work in entertainment. I'm a sideline reporter for the Cleveland Charge and the NBA G League. Along with being a freelance sports journalist, I got a chance to cover so many amazing things from sports to entertainment. I'm like a buffet table, you know? I'm a jack of all trades. Pick what you want.
So, Chris, talk about that. Like, what has been your highlight moments, whether in sports or in entertainment, that you were like, man, these things I will remember forever?
One of the biggest moments I had was when I interviewed Stephen A. Smith, you know, the guy who I've looked up to ever since I was a kid, got a chance to interact with him. But then another great time was when I got a chance to sit down with Chris Broussard, who I met when I was like 16 years old. And meeting all of these wonderful people along this journey, not just in sports, but also in the entertainment, you know, side. I got a chance to really meet and build a relationship with Monique, along with Jess with the Mess, who everybody knows from social media as Jess. Hilarious. Love her and Monique dearly. And, you know, to be able to really build up the kind of resume and the rapport with so many people, man, I've truly been blessed.
How did you get there? What were the steps that got you to where you are, where you're able to talk about these great interviews and meeting these awesome people in sports and in entertainment?
So what happened was back in 2017, I graduated from college, had a successful run doing college radio for 4 years, did hip hop, R&B, and gospel, and then I just did all gospel. And even on the gospel side, man, like you name them in gospel in the industry, I talked to them, and I was grateful for that. But I also wanted to stay true to who I was, which was doing sports. So I graduate from college and I just go ahead and do my own thing from there. Me and, you know, a guy who I'm going to always show love to, Kenny Reyes, who in a sense took me under his wing. You know, the way I kind of view that relationship then and even now is how, you know, you have a big brother and I'm a little brother. And he, you know, was such a blessing to me. And we got a chance to go out and cover the Stellar Awards in Las Vegas. And Kenny was right there with me, but he said something to me that I'll never forget. He was like, Chris, it's on you now, and you want to continue to go, and like you want to continue to really elevate. And after I got back from the Stellars back in 2018, I was applying everywhere to try to get jobs, but nobody was hiring me. TV stations wouldn't touch me. Radio stations wouldn't touch me. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just jump out on faith and do my own thing.
Why wouldn't they touch you?
Well, one of the main reasons why is because they will always say you got to have experience. But it's like, I had the number one radio show in college for 4 years, and I covered sports for two of those 4 years, and I was number one. So how does that not equate to experience? But what I learned is college experience is not job experience. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have experience in that particular field already, they won't hire you. And some of it, you know, I can go back and look on it and say, well, if I maybe would have done some internships here or there, that probably could have helped me. However, what it also taught me was you got to persevere now, man. You got to keep going. And I was able to do that. So I jumped out on faith and I took a janky tripod and I just started doing the Chris Gunther show.
Talk about that. What? Like, so the Chris Gunther show, you know, in the midst of having all these challenges, how did you launch that? How did you, as you took this tripod, you took your phone, talk to us. What all was you doing?
So this is what I was doing. I was going throughout the community and seeing who could I interview because I had already had a great track record from doing stuff in college. So I was interviewing local judges and some of the local bishops and some of the local artists, etc., because I just wanted to see what I can do. Mm-hmm. By my third interview, that's when I really started gaining traction. And, you know, I was over like 1,000 views already. And I'm like, yo, this is kind of good. Mind you, this is me without any real equipment yet. This is me without like microphones, etc. And what happened was, I'll never forget it. I was scheduled to do an interview with this one NBA player at some kind of event that they had going on. And I'm playing 2K over a best friend of mine house. And this is how I know for a fact that God has really blessed me with some amazing people. This dude, I am not making this up. We're in the middle of a game of 2K. He stops the game because like we were talking about me getting ready to do this potential, you know, like this potential interview. And he stops the game. I was like, all right, man, look, if you're going to do this, you're going to do this the right way. Brother goes into his wallet, drops me $100 right there. Wow. I was like, go get your stuff. And I was so amazed by that, that somebody believed in me like that to give me money that I didn't have at the time to go get equipment. And then, you know, always got to give a huge shout out to my wife. She wasn't my wife yet. She was my fiance. But my wife had surprised me with some microphones. And I was like, wow. So now you got a guy that's like a brother to you. And now you got your fiance investing into you, too. Now it's like I finally got the equipment that I need mm-hmm. to kind of take this thing to the next level.
That's always great because we talk about that. We realize I can't do it by myself.
Right.
I need people to buy into it. So how would you encourage somebody else that is looking to get into their dream thing, whether it's sports journalism, whether it's entertainment, whatever? How would you encourage them as they sit and think about, man, I'm by myself, but I really might have some other people who believe in me?
Jump out on faith and do it. Don't wait around for people, because when you wait around for people, that's when you miss your blessing. You miss your moment. If I was still waiting for somebody to hire me, I would be sitting in my mother's basement, fresh out of college with no job. Mm-hmm. And I'm almost 30 years old. So imagine you graduate at 22 and you almost 30 still waiting for something.
Right.
Dude,
right.
Just go out there and do it. Yes, you're probably going to fail at first, and that's okay. I'm a big basketball fan. Heck, I talk sports and I talk entertainment. I'm grateful for it. Back in 1997, a young Kobe Bryant was going up against the Utah Jazz, mm-hmm. and he shot 4 consecutive air balls.
Right.
He was not even discouraged by that because Shaquille O'Neal came up and grabbed him and said, look, you might have missed those shots, but I promise you one day people are going to fear you when the game is on the line. You look at Michael Jordan. Michael said it more than once. I've missed over 9,000 shots in my career. My team trusted me to hit the game winner. I've missed it several times. That's why I'm successful. You know, LeBron James failed dramatically in the 2011 finals. But right. You want to know what happened next? He went to 10 straight finals, and then he started winning.
Right.
You're going to fail at first. But the failures do not, under any circumstance, dictate you. You got to keep going. And as you're going on this journey, learn something along the way.
I like how you just said that. The failures don't define you, right? And I got to make up in my mind that even though these are learning steps, not ending steps, right, to quit, cause me to quit. So what are the other takeaways from your journey that you are loving as you're on the ride that you would share to somebody else? As you think about perseverance, what else would you tell them?
I would tell them, enjoy the journey, because if you start to look at things in a negative perspective, you'll never get anywhere. You will never accomplish what you want to accomplish always being negative. Mm-hmm. You know, the power of life and death is in your tongue. You got to speak life even over your own self. You know, mm-hmm. David said it best. I had to encourage myself. The reality is nobody's going to give you anything. You got to go out there and take it. Not only do you got to go out there and take it, but you got to still put the work in. Faith without works is dead. So you got to keep working. Work at it little by little every single day. Man, I remember there was at one point, looking back over it, I had 3 shows I was doing at one time.
Wow.
And 3 shows, sometimes production was on the exact same day. And because I was doing everything by myself, I'm the editor, I'm the producer, I'm the host, etc. I'm a lot of times, let's see, leaving the house at 9 o'clock in the morning, not coming back home to maybe 11 o'clock at night because I'm working all day doing production and doing live shows, etc. But for some reason, those were the days I loved. And I just was thinking, things like that propelled me to what I'm doing now, to just plant the seeds little by little and just keep going, you know, to stay focused and just know all of this is going to pay off. Because years ago, I couldn't get people like D.L. Hughley or Stephon Marbury or Anthony Davis. But now I have people like that who I've talked to. I've talked to Anthony Davis. I've interviewed him. I've interviewed Baron Davis, Stephon Marbury. I've interviewed Michael Vick, Odell Beckham Jr., then Monique and, you know, Stephen A., Chris Broussard, Rahr Parker, Kerry Champion. The list goes on and on, all because I decided to persevere.
Talk about that in regards to how did you get to the NBA, G League, and where are you trying to go?
So back in 2021, I had a chance to get mentored by this amazing individual named Ali Melendez, who, you know, we connected via social media, and she helps people, you know, online training and things like that as far as, you know, increasing a lot of their on-air, you know, talents and things like that, because she had already seen a lot of stuff that I was doing, and we had a chance to, you know, work together. And what we did was she had mentioned to me, had you ever thought about in-game hosting? Now, I had some experience from years prior, but I kind of just thought that was it. And as a result of me applying for it, it just so happens that the Charge were moving from Canton to Cleveland, and they were looking for an in-game host. Mm-hmm. Well, here comes Chris Gunther. I threw my hat in. I, you know, interviewed with them on that Friday. By Monday, they were bringing me in and saying I got the job.
What's your ultimate goal?
Ultimate goal, be on network TV. You know, yes, the ESPNs of the world, the Fox Sports, the NBCs, the TNTs, the NBA TV. However, I'm going to be great wherever I land. That's just being truthful.
Hey, man. Well, I thank you for the opportunity to sit down and talk with you today on the 101 Cannon Podcast Show.
Okay. The old clock on the wall says that's all. Yes, I'm still here. Any questions, comments, or concerns, please just email all correspondence to cannonpodcast@yahoo.com, and our chief of talent affairs will contact you. And always remember, hardships are just opportunities in disguise. Until all of one, take care.